Here is an Easter morning prayer with Westminster Church. It is a prayer of hope for help for the people of God, and perhaps it might be your prayer as well.
God who raises corpses, who plunges the dagger of death deep into the chest of death himself. God who has nail marks in his hands as a reminder that hate and sin are not the overlords they thought they were, but that in you all things are actually possible. Flex your perfect power. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God who raises corpses, we have friends and family who are sick, and we picture their beloved faces. Do for them what we cannot. Make our homes and our communities places where neighbors actually know one another's names, where loneliness is exiled, and where injustice is chased out of town. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
God who raises corpses, may beauty be the atmosphere in which we live. May holiness be the halo of our souls. Lift our faces from the hypnotizing blur of our phones to look one another in the eyes and be real. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
God who raises corpses, bring peace to the bloody countries and corners of the earth and comfort those who cry out in agony into the shrill of darkness. God, to the one who is lost in a maze of doubt, reach out to them, foggy and fatiguing. Give increasing volume to their confidence in you. The hope not only of life to come, but of this one, because hope is now possible. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
God who raises corpses, purge our thoughts, words, and actions of that secret friend, hypocrisy. Pull them out by the roots. Plant within us integrity, wholehearted, pure, generous. Lord, in your mercy. God who raises corpses, do a great thing, a thing that only a king like you can do, power-filled and lovely. Let faith stride forward in giant power. Let love ooze from our pores. Let truth beat back the lies of hell's artillery. Lord, in your mercy, make us resurrection people. Tattoo on our hearts and sear into our minds the resurrection reality that one day tears will end. Anxiety and worry will become extinct. That illness and suffering will be tossed into a grave. That sadness, anger, and hurt will ride into the sunset. Despair will commit suicide. The lights will be turned out on darkness itself. Lord, make us unafraid, heads held high, the nails failed. By your Spirit, help us to follow the voice of the one who is laughing loudly in the face of death. Lord, in your mercy. And we pray these things in the name of the glorious risen King, Jesus Christ. Amen.